This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted, Mikhail Gorbachev has finally opened the doors that exit the Soviet Union, allowing Soviets who wish to leave their homeland the opportunity to freely go. Our current policy toward political refugees is in for some tough scrutiny. We'll face off in a moment. The United States plans to allow into the U.S. this year 50,000 Soviet refugees who are fleeing persecution. But that's not just a blanket right for every Soviet to enter into the U.S. without limitation. In addition to political refugees, those who are actually fleeing persecution, the United States will take in a significant number of Soviet immigrants who are coming to this country for economic reasons or to reunite with family members. This is the most generous policy in the entire world. Israel offers many Soviet immigrants a permanent place to live, but they don't go there. Here is a chance for us to work with both nations. What say you, Ted?
Al, after years of repression, Soviet authorities are relenting. 100,000 people may leave the Soviet Union next year. Jews, Pentecostals, and others with a long history of persecution. This is no time for you right-wingers and the isolationists and hardliners in the Bush administration to pull up the welcome mat. The issue is simple justice and whether we'll honor our commitments. For years, we pressed the Soviet Union to let its people go. Now that those Kremlin immigration barriers are finally tumbling down, it's wrong for the U.S. to erect barriers of our own. Yet Soviet refugee families who counted on America now find themselves stranded in Europe by the thousands, rejected by the Bush administration. One official even told them the other day that they can always go back to Russia. That wins the Let Them Eat Cake Award for most heartless comment of 1989. Those refugees relied on America's open door, and they deserve to come through it. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Student Athletes. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.